Jane Kennedy, Mick Molloy driving you home. Been a massive week on the show. And what we like to do is bundle it all together and give you the week in review with our political bent.
As Election Day looms large, we ask you to consider the key policies and vote one, Kennedy Molloy.
An SCA poll of 5,000 people, if you choose absolutely anyone to run the country, who would it be? Mm-hmm. Bang, I've come in at number 21.
Mick Molloy. 21?
You're just behind Waleed.
but ahead of Peter Cosgrove. And Andrew Denton.
And Malcolm Turnbull.
However, the leader that was getting all the press coverage this week was Jane.
Oh, it was a bit sort of one-way traffic, I thought, in the article.
What, all about her?
Yes.
It was the most self-serving article I've ever read. Did I get a mention?
They mentioned Rob. Sorry, Mick.
And then you tried to smooth it over with a two-day-old piece of birthday cake.
Three-day-old.
Not buying it. Sure, I've woofed it.
In a Kennedy Molloy government, when it comes to a minister for sport, I don't think Cody will be getting the position.
I was going to umpiring in the local leagues and I forgot my whistle. When I got out of the ground, I was like, oh, God. And then they suggested to just yell whistle and I was doing the kids. All the kids caught on very quickly and were calling their own free kick.
So what, they're all real shouting out whistle?
Yeah.
And as news of a royal baby hit the headlines, our spokesperson for health and women's issues, Mick Molloy, wasn't too impressed.
You're biologically programmed to do it. It's not that clever.
All right. I'm going to let that one slide.
Complaints to Mick Molloy. Yes,
you know what I mean,
though?
And our Minister for Aged Care was trying to get in front of the scandal surrounding her age on Wikipedia.
Someone today, in the last 24 hours, has made my age 64. Your fault. You encouraged this terrible behaviour. It's been semi-protected till May the 9th due to vandalism, it says.
As part of our tax policy, we'll be cracking down on dodgy businesses getting paid in cash.
I paid cash for a tattoo home job by a blackie.
Okay, how'd that work out for you?
Yeah, not very good. He had the needle out too far and it hit my rib bone and popped out of the gun.
Because it's a bikie, you're not asking for your money.
This election campaign has been full of scandals, including this candidate who can't use his phone properly.
Some time ago, I was seeing a girl. Anyway, we just drifted apart, and then I get up on Monday morning and I've pocket dialed this girl like 13 times.
Oh, my God.
Including two FaceTimed her.
Mick, that's terrible, because if she was still keen on you,
I think you can rule it out.
Michael.
So to smooth it over, I sent through a dick pic.
We announced some industrial relations reforms that include technological advances.
Amazon, the other day I read, now have a robot computer that can sack you because it monitors your output.
You
are no longer required.
Well, I mean, the poor people that work in the warehouses were paying into bottles because they were
so nervous about leaving.
And they were selling that as West End beer.
Our Foreign Minister, Ben Elton, updated us on relations with Theresa May.
Theresa May is an extraordinary figure in that she just seems to be a political survivor. She, as far as I can see, she's a sort of natural conservative, a vicar's daughter, she likes low tax. Basically, you know, I think she's the opposite of nutty. I think she's under ordinary. She's just so boringly nothing.
And our Minister for Youth, Tom Ballard, told us of the millennials' concerns.
I don't care about climate change as long as I have my franking credits.
And finally, in a re-elected Kennedy Molloy government, your Minister for Multicultural Affairs will be the man of 1,000 voices.
Peruvian.
Ho, ho, ho. Yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, me Mickey. Yes.
South American man. Cuban.
Cuban. Hey, what did you do it? Hey.
How's your southern accent?
Pretty good.
Oh, my God.
Hey, oh, boo boo.
I thought you were doing a bit of Yogi Bear there as well.
Yeah, boo boo. See, I can do them all.
Colonel Tom Parker.
Well, let me tell you, boys.
Tweety Bird.